Hey guys, it's Anna Marie here from Percent Compatibility. I'm your genie, but with a reason. Okay, what do we talk about today, guys? We are talking about finding love and having a life outside of love. What does this mean? This means that sometimes as in a society in general with America, and I'm sure globally, sometimes we get a little too obsessed with finding a relationship, finding a partner, and thinking and putting this fantasy that all life is fine once I found my love, you know. Is it? Or is that naive? You know, because when the real world hits you with real world and really tough situations, can you guys still sustain? Are you going to be able to maintain that oomphness for each other? And it does take real work to make a marriage relationship work. But again, I don't believe it should be that difficult. It should be enjoyable work because you are enjoying each other and you should have time apart from each other because you do have a life. You are still two individuals. You know, I think sometimes in our society, we think that, I think it's not bad to think you are my other half. I don't think it's all bad because it's like I want a yin and yang in my case. So in my case, it would be like, yeah, he's my other half, but I'm also an individual, you know. So I think you can have both where it's like he's my other half, but I'm also an individual. I have my own friends. I have my own life. And I've noticed this also in society that this is very common. I'm not sure why this happens. I think it's maybe just hormones and lust talking a lot. But a lot of times what happens is people get so hung up on each other that they neglect their friendships. And it's not necessarily always intentional. Because I actually talked about this with my married friends the other day. I actually told them how, like, well, I said, I told them, like, you guys were kind of all, like, too lovey-dovey around each other when you guys got close to, you know, engaged. And then I just kind of felt like a weird third wheel, like, sibling. and Adam was like, yeah, you know, sorry, I'm sure you felt that way. I'm like, no, they're kind of, like, more back to normal, you know. So I told them, hanging out with them, I don't see them as married. I see them as two single people, you know. But basically, my point is I think that we should be very careful of this because remember, what if that doesn't work out? You know, people grow apart. You know, like I always encourage people, please don't fully commit to someone until after the age of 25. That's not to say that you can't find your soulmate before the age of 25, but some people it just doesn't work out and you grow apart. It depends on people case by case, you know. But yeah, I think that because I've noticed people where they had a relationship for like, you know, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, and they didn't really have any friends. And then once they got out of that relationship, then they run to like, oh, I don't have friends. I need to make friends now. Okay. That's why you need to have your own life and your own individual thing going on, you know, besides your partner, so that way you have something to talk about. So when you come home and frankly, I find that to be more interesting and enjoyable. You know, hey, sweetie, how was your basketball game with your guys, you know? What'd you guys talk about at sports night, you know? You know, like, I mean, I grew up around brothers, so I'm used to, like, I feel like I've gotten plenty in touch with my masculine side because of them, you know? So, but I think that just makes things more interesting and brings you closer to have each other's thing. You know, you can still have things where you enjoy each other doing something, but why not have each other's own thing where you're doing it yourself, so that way you kind of feel accomplished, and then you can tell your partner, oh, I achieved this thing, and then they'll be like, oh, I'm so proud of you. You see what I'm saying? Having your own life is really, really, really important, because remember, you can still be a couple and be your, you know, together and one, but also be an individual, okay? So some of you might be looking at me asking me, well, Anna, how can I have my own life, you know, what do I do, you know, or things like that. I think just make sure you make time to have your own time. A partner should understand that. If they don't, it's either A, if they don't, you're not meant to be at all, and you made a big mistake. Sorry, no offense. Or B, they do understand it, but you're still having issues where something doesn't feel right in your gut. You also need to get out of there, too, because I've been there, done that too. I feel like I've been through it all, and you can't beat me. No, I'm just kidding. Just messing with you. But no, really, I mean, sometimes you just grow apart, or there's a lack of compatibility, or even if the partner's trying, you're just, something is missing, and you can't put your finger on it. You know what I'm saying? That means that it's not right. I was watching an interview with somebody, a celebrity, that was, I can't remember who it was, but he was saying in an interview that there's no guarantees with his girlfriend, but yet he wants to get married, which I found to be so bizarre. And so, personally, I think that they're probably not going to get married, because if you're having that attitude, there's no guarantees, that is not a good way to approach your relationship. because the guy that I approach my relationship next with is, yes, I want you to be with me with the long haul. If you don't want to be with me the long haul, what are we even doing? What is this? You know, that's how I approach it. Like, you know, if people want to go through that phase, that's cool. But I've been there, done that. I'm not going through that again. I do think some people need to go through that phase. I really do like to figure that out. I really do. People need to go through phases to life, learn life lessons, and that's cool. That's actually really important, to learn life lessons. You know, it really, really is. Because I've talked to some married people that they confess to me, oh, I wish I dated more. You know, like, why didn't I date more? And I'm like, well, you know, culture pressure, family pressure, there's so many dynamics, you know. So I've talked, a lot of people open up to me about these things. But I, you know, so I, that's why I say I really encourage people to date. It really is, you know, and I think, and I've talked about this openly with a guy friend of mine, how I get annoyed sometimes is, what I get annoyed with some men is that, okay, are you liking me because you really think that we'd be a good match? And that you would be good for me and I'd be good for you? Or are you just liking me because you're lonely and I'm the only nice girl that you've met? And he's like, oh, that's deep. I'm like, exactly. So, you know, like, and I've encountered this situation a couple of times, and I've told great guys, like, there's so many nice girls out there. You know, there really is. So it's just, I don't know why some of them are hidden. but anyways, the point is, okay, it's important to have your own life, because that's going to be good for you as a couple too, and it's good for you as an individual too. All right, learn from my mistakes, and also, you know, learn from your own phases. You know, if you need to go through lessons, that's cool. But yeah, I don't think it's a, if you're in a relationship where you're feeling like, oh, there's no guarantees. Okay, if you're hitting your early 30s or close to there, and you're approaching it as there's no guarantees, that is not a good sign. I'm telling you, from life experience, that is not a good sign at all. That means that you're probably not going to get married, and you're probably, not that it's a waste of time, because I'm sure you still love that person, care about them. But you can love somebody and care about them, but realize that you're not meant to be, and you're really pushing the limits if you're continuing to push the relationship, but then it's not, but you're having the mentality that it's not guaranteed. I don't know, you know, again, I'm all about finding the right person earlier, because if I could have met my soulmate a year ago, 2 years ago, I preferred that, but that's just not how my life has turned out. So I seriously believe that a lot of people are with the wrong people, unfortunately, which explains why we have the high divorce rate and people growing apart. So I think that that's an important thing to take into consideration, all right? Because I'm the genie with lots of life experience, and you can't beat me. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I mean, people have different life experiences, and that's cool, right? So, anyways. Alright, so please like, subscribe, and comment below, please. That's it. Hopefully this video was helpful and brought you some insight and some perspective, my taste. Please check out my founder's story below and all my company information below if you have not yet. And have a good day and good night, people. Alrighty. Okay, bye!